Hey y'all, welcome to For the Fans, where tonight we are going to kick off our coverage for the Challenge USA.
It's a challenge!
You know, just a little bit different spin on the OG classic, The Challenge. And tonight I'm here with Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
What's up?
And Sheldon. Sheldon.
Hello. I am so excited. The Challenge is my favorite show. I've been wanting to pod about this since I heard about it yesterday. I'm so...
So, Sheldon is a Challenge newbie, but he is a Big Brother and Survivor expert. So, you know, he's just... It's time to just, you know, drop you into the fire and let you see what you've been missing for the past 20 years.
For Sheldon, he needs to drop the one and add the zero because he ain't never done this before in his life.
So here's the thing. I'm hoping I could bring some new perspective to this because I don't even know how the challenge is played. I don't know if there's a winner. I don't know what happens. All I know is there, as I walk through the cast, there's a lot of really cool people. And I feel as though maybe this season y'all could watch a newbie really get into it and teach me some stuff. And maybe I'll find some things that y'all didn't notice. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I mean,
shut up, Sheldon.
Like I've watched the challenge since I was in high school. So I'm excited for you to get to join our world.
I've been watching since like the duel, right? So like it's been on like in the challenge proper, they're on like season 37. That's just went through, right? These guys and the challenge is different than like Survivor and Big Brother because you'll get like occasionally someone coming back, right? On Survivor, Big Brother. The challenge has like a cast of characters that's there recycled all the time that you'll see constantly and it makes them stars. For example, Johnny Bananas, who is a staple in the challenge community. He was first on Real World Key West in like 2004, 2005 or something. And he has been on my television for the last nearly 20 years because of the challenge. He has won the thing 7 times.
How do you like having Johnny's Banana on your television?
I'm not a big fan of Johnny's Banana.
I'm
not a big fan of Johnny's Banana. But no, I personally am not, but Kylie is. There's things that Johnny has done over the years that I'm not a fan of.
Yes, he's a white, alpha, good-looking male. That's why Kylie finds him amazing.
You know her type. You know her type.
But pause. I, once again, like, Bananas is not attractive to me, but Bananas has made the show. And you can't argue that, Kevin Gilreath. You cannot argue it.
He has been an instrumental part of the show. This is true. But
Fortune. We need Bananas on the pod because my nephew
he's not doing our show.
Why not?
He's big time. He's too big time. I'm sorry.
That's loser attitude.
He has his own show on the Ringer.
I have a question to ask him. My nephew asked me this weekend, Sheldon, if I eat 4 bananas a day, will I be healthy? And I said, I don't know, but now I know who to ask.
There you go. All right, Sheldon. So to give you a rundown of what the challenge is, it's kind of like a Big Brother / Survivor mashup. And throw a little bit of trashy, you know, old school reality television in there. You're going to see, I mean, in a typical challenge season, you get hookups, you get fights, like fist fights, you get really crazy, epic challenges like explosions and helicopters. And just, obviously more challenge based, hence the name. And so you can get somebody like, let's say, Jonathan onto the challenge, and him sucking at the social game doesn't necessarily matter as much anymore because there is some strategy, but you always have an opportunity to save your ass because to get sent home, you have to lose an elimination.
Like, you will be seeing both Jonathan and Lindsay from Survivor this past season on a future challenge at some point or another, because they have the type. They're the type that you'll see on the challenge.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now today we're going to be talking about the Challenge USA. And the Challenge USA is made up of only people that have competed on CBS reality shows. So we'll be seeing people from Survivor, Big Brother, Love Island, and The Amazing Race. If you were to watch the regular challenge, the challenge used to be called Real World versus Road Rules, the Challenge, or Real World Road Rules Challenge. But as time has gone on, the Road Rules has ceased to exist, and the Real World also has ceased to exist. So it's now just been rebranded as the Challenge, and you get people from all walks of reality life. The regular challenge proper has.
Is this on the CBS network?
That one is. So MTV is owned by Viacom, who also owns CBS. And so it's on MTV. So you'll have people on there from Big Brother. You have some from Survivor, but you also have them on there from like 12 Days of Christmas, which was a show on Netflix. You had a guy from The Ultimate Beastmaster, which was also a show on Netflix. You have people from Jordy Shore, which is a UK show. You have people from all over the world. No Canadians apparently yet, but everyone from outside of here.
Shan is on it.
Oh, no. I'm talking about on the challenge proper.
Yeah,
not the challenge on proper. CBS.
Okay. So, but then also to provide a little more context with the Challenge USA, basically there's going to be like four versions of this, and they're competing in different parts of the world. And I can't exactly remember what the other ones are because it's been so long since I like read the press release, but our Challenge USA champions that are going to come out of this are going to compete against the champions from other countries to find out who the ultimate challenge champion is. So
the challenger.
It'll be the Challenge USA versus the Challenge Argentina versus the Challenge Australia and the Challenge UK. So my assumption is that UK-based reality shows will have people compete on the challenge and will air in the UK. You'll have Australian-based reality show stars competing, and you'll have them air there as well as Argentina. But in Argentina, you'll probably have all of Latin America competing, and they're going to have a challenge war of the worlds that is going to be mind-blowing.
Well, all right. Let's get started because I want to know who's on this cast.
Let's dig in. So, first up, we have Miss Alyssa Lopez from Big Brother season 23. So we just saw her last summer.
Alyssa, if you don't remember, she was in a showmance with Christian. She was counter to the cookout. She was out there all alone, doing the best she could with what she had. I thought that she would make her way into Big Brother. I figured she would make her way onto Big Brother, to the challenge somehow. I did not expect her to be in the USA, but here she is. What you guys got to say about Alyssa? Remember her?
So I had such high hopes for Alyssa in 23. You know, I feel like it's kind of hard to judge some of them because of how dominant the cookout was. So it's like hard to say, oh, Alyssa was a crappy player because, you know, especially Tiffany, but the cookout as a whole just completely dominated 23. So I'm not upset to see Alyssa get a second chance here. I kind of want to see what she can do. Not necessarily the prototype that you would expect to, you know, be jumping over. So, I don't know. I'm interested.
Isn't she a professional soccer player?
No. She was. You're thinking about Sis.
You're thinking of Sis.
Annalise. So she is a.
I do remember her game, and what I loved about her game is that she was extremely versatile. She moved from one man to another, and what that allowed. But and I say that almost jokingly, but it was a strategy. And if it wasn't for the cookout being as loyal to each other, she may have been able to get far. And she did get far.
I mean, she was.
She did get far.
She was the last non-cookout.
She was seven.
She could have gone, I think, all the way if one of the boys would have brought her along far enough, and then somebody would have targeted him, and she would have been like, look at all these things I do with the boy.
The only boy that was really interested in her once Christian was gone was X.
Exactly.
And X would have brought her as far as she would have been willing to go. She's 25. She's a bikini maker out of Florida.
She's a what maker?
Bikini maker. I believe Molly Bird is the name of the company. I think she is physically active. So I think that she has a good chance because the challenge has a lot of physical competitions. And she seems pretty smart. I'm not going to sit here and lie. So I think she'll be fine in terms of mental competitions as well. So I think Alyssa could do well.
Yeah, and I think I'm excited to see, like, you know, maybe there is something there with X. Like, it's been a year. Her and Christian aren't together anymore. Does she have a budding romance with X?
Possibly.
We will see.
I could see her definitely getting into some kind of showmance. If you're looking for a hookup, Alyssa's someone that we could look at possibly getting into some kind of showmance.
I'm excited to see it. All right. Moving on. Another Big Brother player. We have Miss Angela Rummins. And we last saw Angela on BB20. You know, once again, she did extremely well. Let's pull up her picture here in case anyone's forgotten. Gorgeous.
So Angela is engaged to Tyler Crispin from season 20. Very one physical. Of my
favorite BB players of all time, I should say.
Correct. Same here. They own a jewelry company. And they're living in South Carolina, Hilton Head, South Carolina now. She's 30, so she's not too old. She's like in the age range of a lot of the people that are on this cast.
Excuse me. I'm 34. What is that? Like, she's not too old and I'm ancient? What the hell does that mean?
I mean, when you normally look at these casts, you usually see a lot of 20-somethings. But lately, especially with this kind of cast, and pulling from the CBS reality stars, she's going to be like towards the middle end to the young side of the pack, because we have some older Survivor players here. But Angela is someone I didn't think I'll see on my TV again.
Like, I don't need Angela as a personality on my TV because she doesn't have a lot. And, you know, it's kind of like a Casey. I think Angela could do extremely well on the challenge and on the challenge proper, but Angela is boring.
So I don't know that Angela's boring. I mean, Angela was not great TV when we saw her on Big Brother, but she also was at that point in a showmance, and her and Tyler were booed up and doing that. So, and like, it's still working out. They're engaged, right? That's a good thing. So who knows what we're going to get here?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not certain she is boring, Kylie. And I think that it's very easy to be boring when you're paired with one of the best Big Brother players of all time. Like, he will always overshadow her from being completely lovable, loving, smart. I remember her being relatively bright as well, strategic.
No, I think she has everything she needs to be a great challenge player, a great Big Brother player. I mean, I think you could put her on any competition show and she will do well. But do I think she is entertaining television? No, because you can say what you want about her being booed up with Tyler and Tyler being a lot more dynamic than her. But if you don't bring it in the DR, you just don't got it.
Well, she will. This is different.
She will be entertaining when she hooks up with Xavier.
She's not going to hook up with anybody. Her and Tyler are very, very much together.
That's what you think.
I mean, Did you not see Tyler in Big All-Star? Brother All Stars? Like,
yeah, that was like a year ago, buddy. Move on.
Pining for her. The biggest thing is that I think we do a terrible job of saying that these people are going to be boring and they're not good TV. Obviously, they go through casting, right? Casting picks dynamic people intentionally. So they gave something. Now, when they got in the house, they might have froze up. Something might have happened. But for us to say that if with her on another show that she's not going to be able to bring it, that's tough. That's tough, especially on how BB20 went, right? Like, she, and we're not going to have Tyler here. There won't be Tyler here for this season. So I'm really interested to see how she does. I mean, another prime example, people used to say, people think Teresa from the challenge.
Teresa Gonzalez, yeah.
Yes, they think she's boring. I love Teresa. And watching Teresa on her most recent season, after she's had like three kids and she's married now, she was much more vivacious, if you will, because she's like settled at home. So she come here and she can just mix things up. And she knows she's going home to her husband.
Well, we'll see.
I wonder if boring is a strategy too. Like, I don't know if I would ever walk into some of these games and want to be so on the radar that people, like, hell's Kevin Jacobs. The first few weeks of Kevin Jacobs in the Big Brother Canada house. Boring, boring, nerdy, annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's a strategy in being boring.
Maybe there is. Yeah, we'll see. I'll you know, I'm always open for changing my opinions.
I don't feel like you are.
I am. I am open to changing my opinions. I hope Angela comes on, and I hope I love her. I just don't see it. Okay. Do I think she is going to do amazing? Yes. Do I think she is going to be entertaining? No. All right.
First move.
Moving on. We have once again another Big Brother player, and this one is
going to be. Just to break it down, this season of the Challenge USA, we have three people from the Amazing Race, right? We have three people from Amazing Race. We have, what, like nine Big Brother players?
How many cookouts? I think the entire cookout is in there except for Chata.
And
DX. And DF.
Big D.
Big D. Four, yeah, no Big D.
Four cookouts. What a target they're going to have on their back.
Yeah. You have Azza here looking gorgeous. Beautiful smile.
Always gorgeous.
Always gorgeous. Keep her up there, Kylie. Don't be moving Azza from the screen so fast.
I feel so much pressure. I got to find it again.
Keep her up there. So Azza, we didn't see much from Azza's strategy-wise in the Big Brother house, right? That might not just have been the game for her. This might do better for her. I think she's pretty fit. She's pretty thin, though. So I don't know how she feels about heights and whatnot. What do you guys think?
One of my favorite strategic things Azza did, I don't know, it was almost at the beginning of the last season of Big Brother, was she was fake crying, I think, with Tiffany, so that everybody else in the house would think that she's sad. Or I don't even remember what the context was. But that was one of my favorite strategic things. If she knew what role she was playing, she was, you know, she was the damsel in distress, and she knew when to turn it on and how to turn it on. So maybe there's a lot more of strategy in Azza that we just didn't see yet.
So Azza is another one. You know, like I'm thinking back to my draft team last year. I'm pretty sure I drafted Azza, Alyssa, Xavier, and then I don't remember who the other two were, but Oz and Alyssa were the two that in my draft I was disappointed in just because they didn't perform how I wanted them to. But I think Azza has so much potential. And so I'm really, really excited to see her again.
She's also so likable. She's beautiful and she's kind. And I don't know how you could not. It's Azza.
Yeah.
Now here's one problem for her. In the Big Brother house, she really got by with all of her delicious cooking. In the Challenge house, the food's catered. So there's no cookie for us.
And, I mean, you have to look at it from an actual competitor standpoint. Like, if I am a girl and I'm going in, and I am a girl, but if I am one of the girls in the house and I'm going to have to pick someone to take on in an elimination, and I'm, like, you know, looking at Angela, who is, like, you know, banging, like, model, just so, so strong. Sarah Lucina, that we'll be coming up to, like, you know, did MMA. Like, those are some bad bitches I'm not trying to mess with. But Azza weighs 94 pounds soaking wet, and that's who I'm calling out. And so I worry for Azza from a challenge perspective. And so I think she's really, really going to have to bring it in the social and strategic part.
For the newbie here, are there any mental challenges, or it's all fully physical?
Mainly physical. There's usually like a thing you have to like fly off, come off a helicopter, jump in some water, and then put together a puzzle.
That's terrifying.
Swim, yeah, terrifying. Drag in your puzzle pieces, and then you may have to assemble, you know, a puzzle.
Okay, I'm going to the Big Brother house. I sit on my couch. I watch the screen. I wait for Julie to come once a week. That's my game.
Right. It's not going to be, you know, like pulling chicken eggs through, you know, wire. None of that. So I worry for Azza a little bit, just in terms of she's tiny. So petite.
Do you think that her cookout brethren will save her?
I think it's really interesting because we do have so many members of the cookout. I mean, does that put just a massive target on them? Because, you know, they are like forefront of your mind because it was just a year ago when we had them on our TV.
So, I'm going to ask this question now, but I'm going to ask it again in a few minutes. Is Tiff going to take the win she deserved and go against the cookout this time?
Even if she does, I don't know that this is going to matter. I don't know that this is a game for Tiffany Mitchell.
But she's so cool.
I love Tiffany.
All right. So moving on, we have our first non-Big Brother player, and that is a Survivor winner, Mr. Ben Driebergen. Are y'all surprised to see Ben?
I'm annoyed to see Ben.
What?
Ben, I was annoyed to see Ben win his season. I was annoyed to see Ben on Winners at War. I am annoyed to see Ben here once again.
Why?
So,
not a fan.
So I don't dislike Ben, but I feel like he kind of falls into that same category as another winner, Mike Holloway. And I feel like Ben kind of probably took Mike's spot on Winners at War. And Mike was an alternate for the Challenge USA. And I'm like, gosh, dang it, Ben did it again. He took Mike's spot. And I want to see Mike Holloway back on my TV because Mike brings some good drama. And I've had enough Ben, and I wanted not to see him play this game.
I don't know, y'all. I don't know why all this hating for Ben. Like, he's a nice guy. He won the way he won. He came back, and he got pretty far. I think he was fifth. Yeah. Like, it's not like he's not accomplished anything. He's accomplished quite a bit in his two games of Survivor. So bring back Ben. Let's see more of his story. I got nothing bad to say about the man.
I do think the Survivor players are much better set up for the challenge game than either the Love Islanders, the Amazing Racers, or the Big Brother players.
Strategically and physically, you mean?
Well, the challenge is primarily physical.
Yeah.
Because, like, even a lot of times, even if you were to lose the challenge, they are some kind of a vote. And then you get to physically go and battle somebody else. So some classics of some classic elimination challenges over the years is a game like pole wrestling. Can you guess what pole wrestling is, Sheldon?
I don't want to say it because this is a rated G podcast.
So there's a pole sitting in the middle of usually an arena. Both people start holding the pole, and you have to physically wrestle it away from your opponent.
I love it.
Yeah. Another classic, Hall Brawl. Can you guess what a Hall Brawl is?
Again, I don't want to
answer. Usually there's some kind of contraption where there's a small hallway, one person standing on one end of said hallway, another person standing on the other end of said hallway. You need to get to the bell behind this guy. This person needs to get to the bell behind this person. You got to go through the hallway to get there. And so When you have these, I mean, jokingly, the challenge has been called the fifth American sport because it's just gladiators competing. So
is this Australian Survivor? Like, is that what I'm about to, like, that level of physicality?
Yeah, I mean, that's more like it, but, you know, there's a lot more of theatrics. Ooh. They like to make stuff explode a lot. so, be ready for that.
Explosions are a big part of this.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyways, back to Ben. I even forgot who we were talking about. I do.
Well,
think
so with that being the case, Ben is going to be well suited for this kind of competition.
Yeah, I think he can do well physically. And it's going to be interesting because he does have his relationship with Sarah Lucina. So does that factor in here? Do we see them working together?
I assume so. I mean, he gave up his game for Sarah. It's a built-in alliance. I, in fact, think all of them stayed really close after Winners at War.
Yeah.
So I think there's a good chance you see Tyson working with them as well. They know that they're winners of another show, but winners nonetheless. And so they're not going to find each other too threatening comparatively because they're all on about the same footing.
All right. Any other thoughts on Ben? Let's talk about Cachet. So Cachet is the first one here. I don't know anything about Cachet because while I watch a lot of reality television, I do not watch Love Island. So
I do. And Cash was on season 3. She had a love triangle with a woman named Trina and Cinco, who's also on this cast. And then when Cash ends up leaving the villa, she and Cinco dated for quite a bit. Cash is 26 from Brooklyn, New York. Very, very huge personality. Huge personality. You two will fall in love with her instantly. She's very kind. She's very, look at her smile, right?
Well, I was just thinking, she's got the biggest, you can't not love this woman.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And she's really down to earth. And you guys are going to fall in love with her out there. I don't know how long she's going to be out there. I'm not really sure. Love Island people don't really seem too long for this world. There are no competitions on Love Island. The point of Love Island is to find your match.
Literally. So I feel like they had to bring the Love Island people in for the hookups, the drama. Like, I feel like they're like, hey, let's just, you know, sprinkle in a little bit of personality. And
I think so too.
Was her boyfriend's name Cinco? Because that's the size of his beep.
We'll see. Because Cinco's on this cast.
What? No.
We shall see.
No. And they're not together?
No, they're broken up.
Oh my God, this is going to be amazing. I'm in it.
So, Cachet Proudfoot. I'm excited to see her. The Love Island people are going to bring the entertainment. Because that's what they're really cast for. I don't know how long they last physically, but entertaining, though, they will be.
Well, all right. Anything else, Sheldon? You got any thoughts about Cachet?
Cinco will tell us how long Cachet will tell us how long Cinco lasts physically. But that's about
all right.
It.
So, okay. Moving on. Our next one is another Love Island person, Cashel.
So Cashel was from season 1. And he dated Kira Green, who was also on this cast.
Oh my gosh.
They dated on their season. After Kira moved on to another Love Islander, Cashel didn't connect with anyone else, ends up leaving. Once he leaves, when Kira's about to get eliminated because that dude that she had moved on to, it didn't work out, so she floated around a little bit. Then as she was leaving, they flew Cash back out from L.A., back to the island. I believe they were filming in Hawaii that year. Season 1, they filmed in the same place they filmed Love Island in the U.K. So they flew him back out to Fiji, and he met her on her way out. Then they dated when they got back to L.A. for a little while, and they broke up. But this is Cashel. Cashel was meh on the show. He was really... He got picked by Kira last. He kind of like ended up with Kira, and then they really sparked it up. But he just didn't catch me. I just didn't catch him. Like, that wasn't a big draw.
Cashel did not catch you.
Yeah. Yeah. So
but here he is. I think they literally were like, hey, let's go find some Love Island exes and let's spice this up.
Possibly. Or
they found one couple. They're like, you know, we're better than one couple. Two couples.
Two. Yep. Two sets of exes. We love that.
Better than that. What if we put Xavier and Alyssa and what if we break up Sarah Lucina's marriage? And bring Ben in. Yeah, let's see.
Okay. You're going a little far, maybe. All right. Moving on to our next one, we have Kayla Platt. She was most recently seen on the last season of The Amazing Race. She made it to the final leg. I watched The Amazing Race pretty casually, so I'm familiar with Kayla, but not like she didn't just jump out of the screen to me. But here she is.
She was one of the flight attendants, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a flight attendant.
So on the last season of The Amazing Race, Sheldon, do you watch The Amazing Race?
No, not really. I used to, not anymore.
So the race this last season was interrupted due to COVID. And they sent everyone home, and then a few people came back. I say a few because there was a few groups that didn't, including from season one, season two, Caro and Ray, who were dating, were on from Love Island. They went on to The Amazing Race, and then sometime during COVID, they broke up, and they did not return to finish out the race. Well, Kayla here, her and her friend were flight attendants before they won the race. Yeah, and then during the race, they lost their jobs. And so they came back on the race as former flight attendants.
Sorry, I don't know why that's so funny. I shouldn't be laughing.
I think they're now back to being flight attendants, but they were like laid off during COVID. So they did well. They went far.
They made it to the final leg. So
I get this. I don't know anything about this woman, but just from her picture, she's going to do well.
Yeah, I feel like the strong, Amazing Race people, maybe they're, you know, like maybe you get like this split of like Big Brother, Survivor going head to head, and they're in here trying to scoop up the Amazing Race people. And who knows what Love Island's going to be doing. But, you know, I feel like she's kind of a blank slate. Like, let's see what happens. I don't know.
I have no high hopes for the Amazing Race people. There's only three of them here. And I love the race. There's nothing you do in the race that equates to the challenge.
Right. I mean, I think in a minute we'll get to the one that I think is best well-suited, but we'll see. All right. So, moving on. Sally. Am I saying that right? Sally Vasquez. Huh?
Sally.
Sally. Sally Vasquez from Love Island. Tell us Love about Island's our chick. Girl.
So Sally, I can tell you she's got big lips. That's what big I lips,
huge personality. Loved Sally so much. She ends up dating this dude named Johnny Middlebrooks. They end up leaving Love Island together. Aww. They are no longer together like so many Love Island couples. I believe they came in second or third on Love Island. Because they're voted on by America every day, or for the most part.
They were runners up.
They were runners up, yeah. Sally, she's a singer. She is best friends with Justine Nzidell. Something like that.
Justine's on this cast, too.
Yeah. Best friends with Justine. Very close. The three of them are very close to Kira. So look for that this season. They all hang out. A lot of Love Islanders hang out together, the ones that live in L.A. So look out for Kira, Sally, Justine, alliance of some sort. That's something to be aware of. Sally is little. She's tiny. She's like 5 feet, 5'1". You said Ozzy was 95 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah, Sally Burns probably
93. You know what I'm saying? So, but Sally has a huge personality, and she can sing, and she's just fun.
Okay. She can win a kissing challenge. She got it.
100%. 100%. How could you not want to kiss them lips?
We'll see what happens with her.
I don't want her to eat me. No,
all right. Moving on. The man of the hour. We've been talking about him. Here he is. Mr. Melvin Cinco Holland. So,
is he related to Wendell?
No.
I don't believe so. He is a junior, so I don't know why he is called Cinco. He is not the fifth. He is the second.
So, he went to the University of Minnesota. He played football. He was a wide receiver. Can you guess what number he wore?
Five.
Bingo. There you go. That's how you get the Cinco.
So smart. Okay. Like, got it. Okay. Well, I mean, Cinco has the build for the challenge. I mean, this is what you typically see from the men. He looks like he, you know, should be in a hall brawl, a pole wrestle, that he could destroy some folks. So I don't know anything about Cinco.
6'3", 206. Cool. That was when he was billed at his last year at Minnesota. He is the body type of a person on the challenge, as Kylie said. Plus, he's going to bring the mess, because who knows where him and Cash are at this point. Who knows who has his back, because Cinco got dogged out because he was in a love triangle with Trina and Cash and all the girls had Cash's back. And they did not have Trina's back. Like, they had Trina's back too. But when he was going back and forth about who he wanted to be with, they just got tired of it. The girls, the rest of the girls in the house. Cinco, him being on the challenge, I could see this being the entry point to him being on the challenge proper. And he'll be a mainstay for a long time.
Yeah, I think that just looking at him, he has the look of a challenger. So, Sheldon?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he looks obviously super duper fit. Awesome smile. I assume he's very loving, caring, giving. Let's see more of Cinco.
All right. Next up, one of my favorites, Mr.
Danny McRae.
Who did you say? Mr. Danny McRae. Go Tigers. Go Cowboys. We just saw Danny on Survivor 41. Such a likable guy. I don't feel like anybody had any bad things to say about him. Obviously, former NFL player, for talking about somebody that is made for the challenge, Danny definitely comes fine, because, like, he's got it all. You know what I mean? But we have had the, you know, additions of the challenge, where we have the challenge pros and whatever the other one they are. Can't think of it.
We've had champs versus pros.
And champs versus stars. There we go. So we have seen some professional athletes compete, and they did not necessarily do the best. So, because there is definitely a, you know, political and strategic element to the game. And especially when you're playing with established players that have done this multiple times. I think Danny's biggest advantage in this is that, obviously, his, you know, physical prowess, but the fact that there aren't a Johnny Bananas or a Wes or a CT, somebody that knows how to manipulate and play the game. Danny is made for this.
It seems that way, but I also think it might help that he has a fair amount of Survivor people that, you know, might be there to take care of him a bit and support him and lead him along the way a bit. I don't know.
That's definitely going to help. He has that insulation. He has the insulation of he's going to have the cookout too, right? Because they're going to have a conversation about what they saw happening on Survivor 41, along with what happened during Big Brother that they did unwittingly after them, but before them, right? because the cookout happened after in the real timeline, but in the scene timeline, it happened before. So the camp out, the cookout, Danny has them looking out for him too.
Yeah. And he's going to have Shan. I don't know if him and Shan have the best relationship, but definitely somebody that he had at least a decent relationship with on the show. So we'll see.
Wasn't she just arrested? I heard that she was arrested for like practicing some devil worship or something. I don't know. I might be making that up.
I hope you're making that up. I'm going to assume that you are because I don't like that because I love Shan. All right. Yeah, I love Danny. So excited to see him. Seems just like the nicest, most genuine person. So let's go.
I'm making that up. All
right, y'all. It honestly, honest to God, pains me to even do this. But for some reason, CBS has decided, you know what? We've got all of these great dynamic people out here. So you know who we should get? David Alexander.
David got a raw deal.
No. What do you mean he got a raw deal twice? He did not get a raw deal twice.
In BB21. He got a raw deal in BB21.
Okay, and he got his due and he got his ability to come back.
He answered the phone in BB22. He answered the phone and showed up. That's all he had to do.
And he just completely shit the bed with his opportunity. I mean, this man did not know anything about Big Brother on BB21. He gets taken out. You know, the whole 90% of that cast sucks. We don't like them. But David gets a second chance. And so what has he done in the past year that he was off? Has he been watching past seasons of Big Brother? Hell no.
Ovi helped him.
Well, guess what? Ovi wasn't any good either.
Ovi was good. How'd that? Wow. Wow.
He wasn't.
Wow.
He wasn't good.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
They bring David back.
Ovi wasn't good?
He wasn't. Wow. They bring David back. He shits the bed. But guess what? CBS, hit your boy up again. Here he is. Round three.
They must see something in audition. They must see something.
Very attractive.
I don't think he's that attractive. Sorry, he kind of looks nerdy to me.
He's
less
attractive because he sucks as a reality television.
I don't want to say sucks because that feels bad. But maybe this is the game for him. Sorry, I'm trying.
Just can't.
I don't think it is.
Mm-mm.
I don't think it is.
No.
Where's Ovi when we
Kevin, meet him? What are you thinking? Does David redeem himself here?
No. I mean, I don't know how many times we're gonna see him.
No, but, we better watch. Like this better be the last time.
It's gotta be the last time. Unless he just pops, wins the show, just is so entertaining, so in the know. He just has to do a 180 for me.
Showman's with Azza?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I'm trying to give him something.
Let's move on. Let's move on to somebody that I love, love, love. So excited to see. And that is our boy, DX.
Yes.
Just saw him last season. Probably, you know, one of my top favorite people from last season of Big Brother. He is somebody that came in to Big Brother. Didn't really know the game, but he quickly adapted and learned. And I think he has spent a lot of the time in the past year learning even more and kind of delving into this world. And now we're getting to see him. First, we're going to get to see him on the Challenge USA. And then, spoiler alert, we're going to get to see him again on another CBS reality show.
What show? The Amazing Race?
He will be on The Amazing Race with Claire.
What are you doing? So cool. What are you doing? What are you doing? Breaking news. You can't just break news like that.
Dropping bombs. Dropping Kylie bombs here.
That's rumors. Those are rumors. Those are
They're rumors. Not rumors. They're confirmed. Nothing's I've been seen
confirmed.
The pictures.
Nothing's been confirmed. Until there's a cash release, nothing's been confirmed. We are not here to talk about rumors and speculation, Kylie.
They're not rumors. I've seen pictures.
He may or may not.
Backpack on.
He may or may not.
I wore a backpack on the weekend, and I'm not on the
Amazing. I wore one on the weekend too, and I am not on the Amazing.
Were you in Dubai? No, I'm
kidding. You don't know where we were. You don't know where
I was. Your business. Kevin was in an airport. I know that.
Yes. It's none of your business, Kylie. None of your business. So, rumor has it, him and Claire may or may not be on the next season of the Amazing Race. But for a fact, he is here on the Challenge USA, and Derek X is coming to kill it.
But it does sound like something he and she would do. So rumor or not, I'll pretend like it's true. Thank you for breaking the news, Kylie.
That's what I'm here for. All right. So what do we think DX's odds are in this type of setting?
He was quite competitive, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he was good at the challenges.
Can he actually win against the Dannys, against these big, big, huge muscle men? Can he do that?
So, I mean, I think that there's scenarios where he can, you know, definitely more of the hands-off challenges. You know, he's very smart, quick on his feet, and sometimes that can beat out just brawn. And so I think he has a great chance here. And I would love, love, love to see him also make the switch over to the main show. What? I want DX on my season as much as possible.
Should he play Survivor?
And he's adorable. Adorable. Okay. I'd like to see him play Survivor. I'll take him on anything.
Kevin's like, I don't care about this man. Move on.
Any more thoughts on DX?
I think he's going to do well here, man. I think this is a good show for him. I think it's a good place to have him. I'm excited for him to be on the challenge. I don't know if he's going to be here for a long time, but I think I can see him being a part of this as a staple if he breaks up with Claire. Move on.
DX, you want that phone call from Una Murray?
Why does he have to break up with her?
Because they don't like attached people as much unless they are already established attached people. All right. But moving on, we have established.
They've been establishing each other for a year now.
Established on the challenge. Like CT's married now. They MTV aired his whole ass wedding. And they will continue to call CT back until he can no longer physically do the show.
Chris, all right. Chris is the only exception.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. All right. So next up, we have the gorgeous Miss Desi Williams, who we last saw on Survivor.
Beautiful.
HH.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, gorgeous. I kind of don't remember. The only thing I kind of remember is that she was a challenge beast and she helped her tribe like do well. And then wasn't she like first boot or something at Merge?
Yeah, I think she was the Merge boot, possibly.
Well, maybe this is a game for her then, if she was such a challenge beast and such.
Yes.
Maybe this is where Desi's gonna be. I also see a little I think her and Derek and Xavier, whoo. Those are going to be.
They would make a beautiful couple. Just putting it out there. Yeah, beautiful babies. Yeah, I don't remember a lot about Desi's personality. Some kind of neutral. It's always fun to get new people, you know, that you've kind of forgotten about and see what they can do. So I'm not mad about it.
What do you think, Kevin?
Desi has some connection with Natasha. Her connection to Natasha, her connections to Shan, like the survive. I think the Wendell and Bryce thing is going to come through. I think the Wendell and Bryce thing is going to be.
A factor.
Yes.
All right. We'll see.
Can you explain what that is? What's the
brace? So Wendell and Bryce have been the last like what, two seasons?
Yeah.
They have been hosting a ton of parties around the country and have a lot of Survivor people there. In addition, those Survivor people, they have a very strong contingent of African-American players that they work with.
What do you mean work?
You know what I'm saying?
Games or?
No. That like come out to their events and all their stuff. Tasha and Desi are notorious for being at the stuff. You know what I'm saying? Danny McRae was seen there recently along with Shan. And, I mean, Tiffany and Kylan have immediately joined the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you're talking to me in code, and I don't really know what you're saying to me.
What I'm saying is that the Black Survivor and Big Brother players have really been brought together by Wendell and Bryce.
Okay.
And I think that's going to be a thing that's going to be able to help play out for them in this game because of that connection.
Do you think that there's going to be a BB and
Survivor? No. The challenge is a completely different kind of show. But I think that like when you have to like vote somebody in, there's usually on the challenge, people don't really want to vote their friends in.
Ah, I see.
So not, they might have some built-in alliances already from some pre-existing connections. So that's interesting. We'll see.
So Desi, who you think is not really well-connected, I think she will have that connection working for her.
Cool.
But somebody also connected to Wendell.
Oh, I love this man.
Mr. Dom Abate.
Dominic Abate.
He looks old. Picture.
Because he is.
Dom is a little older, but I mean, my gosh, like when I think of people that I want to see back on Survivor, Dom is at the top of the list.
Dominic's 43 years old.
Interesting to see him here. I kind of, you know, like it's a little bit of a head scratcher, kind of like Ben. This doesn't exactly feel like his role. And maybe some of that is me stereotyping a little bit because Ben and Dom are both like married husbands, dads. You know, they just kind of don't exactly fit the persona of the challenge. And so it's an interesting choice, but
this is a wholesome version of the challenge.
It's definitely going to be more wholesome, I imagine, than a, you know, challenge season proper, but love Dom. And so, I mean, I'm excited to see what he can do. You know, I hope that this doesn't mean that if he does this show, since it is on CBS and not the full switch to MTV, I hope that this doesn't mean that we don't ever get him back on Survivor. Because I definitely want to see him play Survivor again more than I want to see him play the challenge.
He's a player that I really enjoyed watching on Survivor that I kind of don't actually want to see him again because I don't know if he could do better the second time. It's very hard with players that go very far and seem so dominant that don't end up winning. Like, I don't want to see him lose and be, you know, first out or something or first.
Like, go in a blaze of not glory.
And by the way, that isn't actually any sort of like a slight to Wendell because I think Wendell deserved the win. I think that final two was like a fantastic final two, one of the best final twos.
Yeah,
we've seen. I mean, it was
a very long time, now.
I mean, they are two of the best players, and they happen to be on the same season, and they happen to be aligned. You know, you can't even be disappointed with the outcome. Like, we're all winners. We're all winners for that because Wendell's a great winner.
Except for Dom's a great Dom winner. Was a loser.
Except for Dom that doesn't have $1 million.
Yes.
Poor Dom.
Well, I'm excited to see. Maybe this is the challenge revamp. There's going to be something a little different here.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's interesting. But none is more interesting than this next one. Somebody I wanted on my screen so freaking badly. We finally get him on BB All Stars. And it is the man, the myth, the Meow Meow.
It feels also old.
Well, there's a lot of old people here. I didn't actually understand why he was on All-Stars. I still don't understand why he was on All-Stars. I don't care to see him here either. There's nothing about him that is a turn on from a strategic, anything. I don't get this Enzo love. Don't get it.
So I wanted to see Enzo back in All-Stars. I loved that they went back. They got it. The Brigade is probably my favorite Big Brother alliance of all time. So I have wanted to see them play again. And so we got Enzo. That's great. Obviously, we don't, you know, Enzo wasn't the strategic one. Enzo wasn't the best at competitions, but he has a great social game. But he just, he made it to the end of All-Stars. You know, zero vote finalists, but he made it there. And he has made it far in every single show that he has been on, a second place finish and a third place finish. So it speaks something for his social game.
This is the challenge. And we all know, as an expert in the challenge, I know you have different skills that you need. And I don't think he has those skills. I don't see it.
I am so worried for our boy Enzo.
Our boy, for your boy.
Let me tell y'all what I think of. Do y'all remember the movie Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Uncle Rico.
That is
because I kind of get some Uncle Rico vibes from Enzo, and he's gonna be like, oh, you know, back in my day, bro, I could throw a football over the mountains, and then you know he's out there and he can't even, you know, swim 100 yards, and he's got to get rescued. I just feel like it's going to be an epic failure, but I'm kind of excited for it. I can't help it. I think it's going to be a hot ass mess, and I love it.
You like the Schadenfreude. Okay, that's cool. I get it.
We'll see how Enzo does. I personally don't care about seeing Enzo again. I don't hate Enzo. I think he was very instrumental to Big Brother's strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But meh.
It's going to be fun. I think it's a great casting choice because it's going to be entertaining. However long he's there, I think it's going to be entertaining. All right. Let's move on to our next person. That is Mr. James Wallington from The Amazing Race. I don't remember the number, but he was on with his then boyfriend, Will. They got engaged at the finale. They won. And yes, they are now married and
to be divorced.
James is interesting. So you don't typically see as much strategy on The Amazing Race, but their season was probably the most strategic season of The Amazing Race in that they did kind of create some alliances. And a lot of that was driven by Will and James. And yeah, so
they're a big fan of these other shows.
Yeah. And so I think James can do well. I think he can navigate socially. I think he's going to come in and realize like, oh my gosh, there's only two other Amazing Race people here. And I think he is going to have the strategic mind to start getting to work immediately.
It's so funny you say that because I've never seen this man before in my life. But my first thought when I saw him was he looks like a Big Brother player that's going to do some evil, dirty things to some other person and be a strategic threat. So maybe he'll be able to leverage some of those skills that he picked up from The Amazing Race and do well in the challenge.
I agree. I think him, as Kylie said, they were him and his fiance that he got engaged to in the race, they were able to really change the way that the race was played to the chagrin of a lot of people watching because they get that strategy out of
my Big Brother, my Amazing Race.
Yeah. And it did well for them. Some of the strategic things they did was making sure that their group of five were finishing in the top five, holding people back if they could, trying to share information with each other, but making sure they were freezing out the others so they could make sure they got eliminated. And then when it was time to eat their own, they already had a onion alliance, and so they had a core within the core.
Yeah. and they ate and they did good.
Watching so Sheldon, when they got to the final five or four, when they were eating their own, you're watching the four groups work together, and the one other group's like, "Hey, what's the which one are we looking at?" And they're like intentionally turning from them. They're like, "Oh wait, we're on the outs now. It's us. Let's do this alone." While the four of them literally did it together. Wow. It was pretty remarkable, because them finding out that they were on the bottom was tough, because it just happened.
these guys won?
They did win. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, moving on. Another Love Islander, Kevin, tell us about Giovanni.
Not much to tell. Giovanni was there the first couple of days.
I like your bucket hat.
He didn't make a connection. He was paired with Olivia. Olivia moved on to, I forgot who, but somebody else. And he was the first one dumped from the island. It's kind of awkward. Don't know why he's here. Think of a first boot from Survivor. Do you ever think you'll see a first boot from Survivor? Like, again, outside of Francesca?
Yeah, I was literally going to say Francesca.
Outside of Francesca, you won't, and Natalie Anderson, you will not see a first boot ever again.
I still remember from one of the first few seasons of Survivor, there was that granny with her little ukulele.
That is so sad, Wanda.
That's all I remember. No one else matters. Oh, and David Alexander.
So,
oh my God, maybe that's the twist. First booters.
Yeah, it's just the two.
Yeah, nice.
He's the first one that was dumped from the island. No memorable storyline, no connection.
Look, maybe that's an advantage. People don't know him. People don't know how strong he is. The people don't know anything about him. All they know is the ladies don't like him. Okay?
All right. Well, anyways, okay. Moving on. Another Love Islander. And this is Justine. Why can't I find the share button all of a sudden? There it is. All right. So Justine, Kevin.
Winner.
Take the lead. Tell us about Justine.
Won Love Island. She won Love Island. Look at her. Gorgeous. Justine and Sally are best friends. They are the real match from Love Island season two. She was paired with a dude named Caleb. Caleb is gone. Was long gone. Shortly after they left the island. Justine is from Africa, so she'll probably bond with Azza with shared heritage. She's in LA doing her thing, modeling it up. Justine, very, very likable. Love Island people are very likable. That's really what the goal is on Love Island. So you're going to see some energy from her and some likability. I can't tell you anything about these people's physical abilities, because there's literally no kind of challenges like that on Love Island.
Hold on. On The Bachelor, because that's as close to Love Island as I get, they go to the special suites at the end. And that's when we hear about their physical abilities. Are you trying to tell me on Love Island there's no secret suite?
There are a secret suite called The Hideaway.
Ooh.
And that's where you hear about their physical abilities as well.
Uh-huh.
But outside of there, you hear nothing.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right. Moving on, because we'll see what happens. Like Kevin says, there's just no way to know how they're going to do, because it's kind of like, question mark. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this next man.
I don't like him. What?
Mr. Kylan Young. Very, very polarizing, I would say. I think I had like a love-hate, maybe a love-hate relationship with Kylan last season. You know, at the beginning, I was like, oh my gosh, he is fantastic. Like, his first HOH reign was just textbook. He did the damn thing. And then we really just got to see a lot of Kylan's personality come out. And Kylan is a special, special kind of person. So, I mean, probably my favorite thing that came out about Kylan during the season, all of these people found like these Kylan tweets where he's a Karen, okay? And he likes to just, rag on businesses, and I follow him on Twitter, and I'm constantly seeing him like liking tweets. Just he's a Karen.
He calls people out. He calls out companies.
He calls out.
He holds them accountable.
For doing what? For giving him his hot French, his cold French fries at McDonald's.
Like, hey, Spirit Airlines, I was flying with you, and I didn't get any peanuts.
Sorry. Okay. So the thing about Kylan that got me was, I don't know if y'all remember, but there was when Xavier decided to vote him out or got rid of him.
Oh yeah, I remember.
They had that altercation where I thought that he acted extremely immaturely and was obviously angry and upset. And Xavier, and you know, I'm severely biased because I loved Xavier. I thought X was just brilliant, one of my favorite BB players of all time potentially. I don't know. That's what turned me off of Kylan. And there was times when I felt that he was also just kind of clueless, socially clueless as to what's going on around him and in the game. But I don't know. Maybe that doesn't matter in the challenge. Maybe all you got to do is win. All you got to do is compete. Because if somebody says, I want you in the challenge, and then they compete, you know you could win this game.
But I've pulled up some Kylan tweets for y'all, okay? So... At Lenny Larry's, when and why did you guys change your cookie formula to now have more carbs and almost double the fat? Uh-huh. I've been subscribed to your products via Amazon since the macros used to work great for my meal plan. Only just noticed the nutritional info changed.
I'm so sorry about your macros.
He has set up a class action lawsuit.
No.
Against a movie company. Okay.
Too much horror?
Do what?
Too much horror?
I didn't read all of it. He's a complainer.
See, if I was CBS, I wouldn't want that. Like, what if he says, oh no, I'm first out on the challenge. They keep on, I'm the new David. That's a lawsuit. I don't know. What are they going to do?
Listen, Kylan is a star. And complaining about so many things is just so good.
I will say, I kind of feel bad saying it now because I kind of remember reading something that came out as being on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want, I feel bad because I did sort of say socially he might be a little awkward. And maybe that's kind of what it is. And you know, I'm just learning about it.
Yeah, you're just learning about it. It is. And he's just learning about it. He's also just learning about it. This was all new information to him. He didn't know before. He said people commented and he was reading everyone's Twitter comments. He then went and got tested and he found out. Yes.
Wow.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, now it's a little less fun to make fun of his tweets.
Yeah.
So the tweets are still great because I love the fact that he's calling out like businesses for how they have treated him in any regard. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's careful what you wish for, because he'll be calling you out one day. Okay, Kevin?
I don't think so. Kylan, if you are watching this, I'm a fan. I am a fan.
I mean, I love it.
Give him a faulty cell phone?
Because Kylan is going to probably bring some drama. And I'm excited to see him and X reunited. Let's see.
Oh, are they going to fight again? Is it going to be awkward? What's going to happen? Find out on the challenge.
I think they settled things a little bit, especially with him finding out he's neurodivergent. I think that explains a lot.
Yeah. All right. Moving on from Kylan, we have Miss Kyra Green from
Gorgeous.
Love Island.
Kyra, interestingly enough, one second
before we talk about Kyra. Kevin, don't you wish you were on this season? Because all of these eligible, beautiful women that you seem to find attractive. I don't know. This seems like the perfect season for you.
That's how the challenge works. It's just beautiful people.
But maybe
the challenge is just beautiful people. That's like beautiful people in Enzo. That's what is usually how that works.
Meow, meow.
Okay. So Kyra. Kyra, interestingly enough, Love Island season one was matched up with Cashel. interesting. She was kind of having some kind of flirtations with a woman named Emily.
Ooh. But
they, for whatever reason, she's bisexual, openly bisexual, and they didn't like allow her to match with another woman for whatever reason. I don't think that was in the blueprint when they like made the show. They just didn't think about it. And so she was on this most recent season of X on the Beach, her and Emily. So I don't know if something, I didn't watch X on the Beach. I don't think anyone watched it. Davon was on the season. Nobody
watched it. I don't think anybody watched it, period. Yeah,
Davon even said to the six of you that watched, thank you. I wasn't one of the six. So, but from what I understand, Kira and Emily were on there because they maybe had something after the show. I don't know. But she's really good friends with Sully and Justine from Love Island season 2. So look for this Love Island like alliance to like maybe come together.
Let's see what happens. All right. Moving on. We have our last Amazing Racer. And we have Leo, one half of the Afghanimals.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Yeah, so, you typically see him in a hat. I don't know if I've ever seen his hair before. So that's interesting. But, I mean, Leo and his brother, they're like two of the main Amazing Race people. They've played 3 times. They've finished like in the final. They've made it to the final leg every single time, I think. Very, very well-suited for the Amazing Race. Now, here's another little... maybe spoiler alert, I don't exactly know. But I saw a comment on Twitter that Leo is the only one that has not been promoting the Challenge USA. So does he not do well? Is there some type of bad blood? I don't know.
It's usually that first boot syndrome, you know what I'm saying?
A little worried for him, just based on that fact. Or something not going to go his way. It's going to be some type of conflict. I don't know. But, him and his brother, they brought a lot of entertainment, big personality. So I'm excited to see what they can do. What he can do, not they. As solo competitor here on the Challenge USA.
That's such a really interesting point because, on the Amazing Race, it's never about one person. It's always about the pair. And maybe alone, there's not much there. Maybe he needs the brother for entertainment. He needs the brother for that show. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Natalie did it without Nadia, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but they were always separate. Like the 20s? Even when she,
they were 20s. Called the 20s.
I know, but hold on. But in the season that she played, wasn't that...
Well, you're talking about Survivor, but they came from the Amazing Race. She was out first.
Nadia was out first. Natalie won bookends.
Yeah, but they had come from the Amazing Race where they played multiple times, obviously, together. So, all right, moving on. We have another Survivor winner, Miss Sarah Lucina, a.k.a. Lucina.
AKA Lucina, just Sarah Lucina. Her name is Sarah Lucina.
Lucina. She asked Mr. Jeff to call her Lucina.
I don't care what she asked anybody. I love Sarah Lucina. I love watching her play because she is weird. And I say that in the most loving way possible. Like, she has this weird ability to pick up on cues. Like, I wish she was the cop beside me, probably. That would, oh, Kevin's like, no, you don't want that. Why? What was there something behind that?
So, I mean, Sarah's gorgeous.
I wouldn't say that.
This picture of her is smoking.
I wouldn't say that.
Go, Sarah. Chilling. Don't be a hater.
I wouldn't say that.
I love her. I don't think she's gorgeous.
I think this picture of her is gorgeous. I think we've gotten to see kind of like a different play style from Sarah each season. And well, we did. Kageon, she was kind of like, oh, I'm going to play the middle, and got sniped there. And then completely cutthroat in terms of, you know, willing to vote out anybody, lie, cheat, steal, betray all of her morals to get the win in Game Changers. And then we see her come back kind of a little more her original self and, you know, teaming up with Tony and riding it out with him. And I think the Sarah-Tony relationship through the seasons, but that duo, especially in Winners at War, I mean, they really drove that season, and it's one of the best seasons. So,
wow. Not everybody agrees with you on that one.
Cops are us. It was a thing.
Yeah, no. I mean that Winners at War was one of the best seasons.
Winners at War is a fantastic season.
I love Winners at War. I don't. I'm just saying people didn't agree with. A lot of people were like, "Man, whatever."
I don't agree with that at all. I think a lot of people are really high on Winners at War.
I love Winners at War because I felt severely nostalgic every single episode. Like,
yeah, no, I think anytime you get a very satisfactory winner, most people are going to be higher on it, but yeah.
What's interesting for me with having Sarah Lucina here without Tony is, what's she like without a season with Tony on? Because she's never played songs Tony. Every single season, he's there to, you know, be her number two, be her number one.
She has so been. It's the same thing.
I freaking love Sarah, and I am so excited to see this for her. She was an MMA fighter. She is in super good shape. I think she has extreme potential.
Okay, yeah, now Kevin does not like her. Why?
She's in Cops or Us. Let's move on. Sarah Lucina is great. Woo woo. Next up, we have Shan.
I don't know what just happened.
We have Shan next. I don't have anything nice to say about Sarah Lucina. Not a fan.
Okay.
Ready to move on.
All right. Moving on.
There's a lot more to the story, but okay.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. We have
Shan Smith.
I love Shan. Okay.
Who doesn't?
I'm a Shan stan.
There's a lot of haters out there. Not here. Not now.
Why would they hate her? She was brilliant, but she was so smart. She controlled like most of that game.
There's people on the internet that do not like Shan for reasons. And I am a fan.
Shan is brilliant. She is one of the best to play Survivor in the modern era. So freaking excited to see her on my TV screen again, just, you know, a year later. Yeah. No bad things to say about Shan.
Nothing bad here. Shan Smith is here to play. She's here to stay. I think that she does have a connection. I know she had a connection to Tiffany and Azza already. I know she has a connection to Kylan. I think that she'll be able to work with, like, she's going to be well insulated because she's going to have those Big Brother people to help, along with the Survivor group that's going to probably stick together for the most part. So with those two things working together, I think Shan is going to have to not worry about being voted in anytime early. I'm really concerned about the Amazing Race people first and then the Love Island people next, because there's less connections amongst them.
Yeah. You do see a lot of crossover with Survivor and Big Brother people in terms of just mingling and yeah, but how do we think Shan can do in this type of competition setting? We know she has the social game. She has the strategic game. Does she have the physical?
Yeah. I mean, so anyone who's a Survivor is physical, in my opinion, right? You're having to sleep outside. You're having to weather the elements and then still compete in these, like, actual dexterity challenges.
Hold on. You're trying to tell me that Suri comes to play the challenge and she's going to last.
Yeah.
Obviously not. What?
I think she would because the challenge is a lot about, like, fears, right? And having to, like, legitimately, Sheldon, you're jumping. You're like, you have a bungee cord attached to you and they're pulling you, like, off platforms and throwing you into things. I think if Suri can get over some of these fears, Suri feels Saree Fields is also like 40 something. So I don't know that she's going to be out here doing the
Saree challenge. Saree could not do well on the challenge physically. She, any scenario where it is a game that involves social connections and strategy, she's going to do amazing at. But I'm going to hard disagree with you here, Kevin.
You're on your own. I'm here, Saree Fields. Get on my TV screen. I want to see you playing.
Another spoiler
do
alert.
Do not spoiler alert me. Stay in your lane, Kylie.
You are going to see Saree on your television screen this next year.
I know.
Yes, you are.
It's already been released. It's
been announced. Okay.
That's it's funny. A fish. Okay. Moving on. We have another Love Islander. Why are there so freaking many? This is crazy to me. Okay. Shannon St. Clair. Kevin,
so
tell us about her. Shannon
was paired with a man named Josh. Josh was an alternate, did not make the cast. But Shannon and Josh, they at the time of filming were still together, dating. From what I understand, they broke up sometime this month, as the time of this is airing. Or we're recording this right now. They broke up sometime this month. But they left the villa together when a tragedy happened in Josh's family. And they continue to live, to be together and live together for like the next year. Wow. And it was pretty cool, pretty good. And so Shannon's going to come out there. You're not going to see a showman from Shannon, I don't think. Though in the future, you may, now that she's single. But she is a mover and a shaker. I think she used to date the dude from like Barstool Sports or something. Like okay. She was one of those women that dated one of those dudes.
Okay. Interesting. How do you think she does in this? Does she, you know, connect well socially?
Yeah, Barstool CEO used to date Shannon. She used to be a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. I think that she will be able to connect to people socially, and I think that is going to be something that happens down the road. She'll be able to use the physicalness and stay out of the fire for a little bit with the Love Islanders.
Okay. Moving on. Don't have anything to add to that. We have.
I think for Bob, who's watching us live right now, Bob, you would agree with me that she's gorgeous.
She is a very pretty girl. Very pretty.
Bob will agree. Me and Bob have the same taste in women.
Tasha, Foxy Tasha Fox.
Oh my God. I want more of Tasha all the time. I don't know why it's taking so long to see more of Tasha. Let's go.
Yep.
Sheldon, tell us more about how you feel.
Kagayan.
Love Tasha. Tasha did so well. She was in the finals, wasn't she?
She did not quite make it to the finals of Kagayan.
I think she was like fourth or fifth.
I remember.
She has second chances, doesn't she?
Yeah, second chances. Second chances. She made it to day 39 and was a runner up.
That was it. And she was sitting beside Spencer, I believe,
and Jeremy.
And Jeremy won.
And
She's awesome. She's smart. She's strong. Maybe this is the game for her. How old is she now?
I think she was a good chance.
She is 45 years old.
Okay. She looks like she's in shape and she's ready to kill it.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, I think she has a really good shot. She has lots of connections in the Survivor world and, crossing over to Big Brother. But then also we do see her with Sarah. They played on their original season together.
They weren't like aligned or anything.
Another connection. So we'll see. All right. Moving on. We've got three left.
This one hates Sarah Lucina.
Hates her. Wow.
They hate Johnny too.
This is our last female that we will be talking about, and we probably saved the best.
The best. Sheldon, go off. Mitchell.
Tiffany Mitchell. I don't want to talk about the challenge for a second because I don't know anything about the challenge. What I do know is Tiffany Mitchell might be one of my favorite people to play Big Brother. probably in the last 10-15 years. She is extremely bright. She's extremely smart. She knows how to play the game socially. She understands socially.
Put Tiffany back on the screen.
I don't listen to threats.
And I have to say that she should have won that season. But yes. She had a cause that she was fighting for, and she gave up her win for that. Because I think she had a clear path for a win if she wanted it.
Clear path. And she, I mean, not to take anything away from X, but Tiffany should have won last season of Big Brother.
And again, I think X played a fantastic game and should have won based on who was at the end. However, she was her season. Every piece of strategy was her. She's brilliant socially. She was not brilliant in competition.
She's funny in the DR. She's all around.
She's everything. She's
everything. She everything. Won a couple competitions. She is good socially. She's good strategically. She's great in the DR. So everything that I could want, she brings.
I've met a lot of celebrities and reality stars over the years, and I know that if I'd met Tiffany, I would be starstruck. She is one of the few people that would, if I ever get a chance to meet Tiffany, first and foremost, I'm going to thank her for everything that she did. She gave of herself so that way the cookout could be where they needed to be. And for that, I thank her. And Tiffany is my favorite non-winner, possibly my favorite player ever, but definitely my favorite non-winner. It's her and then Tyler Crispin. But I know that if I ever met Tyler, I wouldn't be like starstruck. I'd be like, hey man, you played a really good game, dog. I'm really, really impressed by it. I wish you played well in 22, but I understand why you didn't. Like you thought you were gonna be there with Casey. You want to be home with Angela. I definitely get it. Like I don't blame you, but, Tiffany, if I ever met her, I would have to like kneel, kneel in front of her presence.
Yeah, I mean, I we got two really, really great black female women last year, and we're getting them both back on the same season of a show in Shannon Tiffany, and so. We'll see. I mean, two big personalities. Let's see if they can team up because.
Sheldon, I don't think you understand what Tiffany means to me as a long time Big Brother fan and watching how everything went for us for so long. Tiffany.
My thought isn't about that because I could see that. I just don't get starstruck.
That's my point. That's my point. I don't either. Which is why Tiffany would be the only one. Tiffany and Cerie Fields are the only two people that would take my breath away if I ever met them in real life. And it's because of who they are and how they played.
Okay. Tiffany's a badass. I'm excited to see.
I think she does terribly here.
Ooh, hot take.
I was just sort of thinking about it. Between Cerie and Tiffany, I would be, if starstruck or excited, it would be Cerie.
Both of them, for me. Both of them.
Yeah, for you, for sure.
Yeah. I get
that. But for me, I don't know, there's something about the way in the season, it must have been Game Changers or whatever it was, when Cerie takes Michaela aside and sort of like mentors her a bit. And I'm like, I want my mommy to do that to me too. like at that moment, Cerie became everybody's mother.
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing.
All right. Moving on. Our last Survivor player and another Survivor winner, Mr. Tyson.
Not just Survivor winner, pickleball champion, pickleball front man, Tyson Apostle. He's out here on the court, killing the game, cover star of pickleball. He's putting pickleball on the map. I'm an avid pickleball player. Let's go, Tyson Apostle.
I'm Googling pickleball. I don't know why you need to pickle up your ball. I don't know what this is.
Tyson Apostle.
I think you either love Tyson or you hate Tyson. And I love him. I love the dry, sarcastic humor. Love it. He's great strategically. He's great socially. He's very, very physical. I think Tyson has a great chance of doing well in this setting.
Yeah.
What? He can't, I'm sorry. Did you see some of those men that we looked at before?
With Tyson's those big an athlete. Tyson's an athlete. He's an avid pickleball player. Did I just not tell you? He's a pickleball influencer.
I don't know what pickleball is, but anything that has pickle in the name, you know, can't go up against a football player, okay? The pickle.
There are certain eliminations that Tyson would obviously not match up as well. Like if you put him in a hall brawl with Cinco or Danny McRae, he's probably going to get trucked. But in most other things, I mean, he is suited for this. Like having that long, lean body, like you just see him swimming and being able to do well, like in water challenges, and he's not going to be afraid of stuff. Like, you know, he is a cyclist and just he's kind of crazy. And so I think that all of that plays well into, you know, I think if we had this crossover, I've been cheering his picture for a long time. I think if we have a crossover from Survivor to the challenge back in Tocachins, whenever we first get Tyson, Tyson is a staple on the challenge because he was made for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could forget him.
What?
I never got it. I never got Tyson. I don't get it. I still don't get it. I don't find him interesting to watch. I guess I understand why people would like him, but I don't find him funny. I don't find him whatever.
Get out of here.
I'll take Ben any day.
Oh my gosh, no. You are insane.
I'll take Ben over him.
Something's wrong with you. Okay. I think Tyson has a great opportunity to, you know, win another show here. Kevin, what do you think?
I think so too. I think Tyson is likable, super likable, will fit in well with everyone, and then be able to play the strategic game and still be good physically. He's a pickleball influencer. I'm really here for it. Let's go, Tyson Apostle.
All right, last up, we have our most recent Big Brother champion, Mr. Xavier Prather.
Love.
Yeah, X. Love. X gonna give it to you. I think he's gonna be in trouble, though, because he's a winner, and he's a very visible winner. And
yeah, I mean, he's built like a god. He has ridiculous connections. Like basically his whole alliance is coming into the game. He is the most recent winner of any of these shows.
But he's also not that well connected, because when you see the people at the events, Tiffany's there with Shan. Desi's there with Tasha. Danny's there with Shan. Xavier is never there. Kylan's there. Oz is there. You don't see Xavier.
Well, Xavier, how dare you just continue in your real life and be a lawyer? And
no, because you see X, though, with like, if Alyssa's going to be there, X is there. X is at the stuff Alyssa's at. So that's his main connection. So
I think he has a lot of connections, though. I mean, he does. His basically his whole alliance. But I think we can change the X from his initial to the target on his back, because.
Yes.
Numero uno.
Very right? Early. X is going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if anybody could win those competitions.
Yeah. He has a great chance of winning.
So the way it works is that usually there's a daily competition. And there's usually like one or two winners. Then they're usually the ones that are safe. And a lot of times they're choosing who's going to be in danger.
So is getting out of bed in the morning. That's
I know, and you win most days. There's some days that X is not going to win a lot of daily competitions. It's just not how it's built. That's not how the game is played. So I think he's going to see himself being voted into elimination or being on the chopping block early and often.
I think he has. I don't know. I think he's either going to do really well or really badly. I don't see a middle ground for him. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's either targeted early because he is well connected, whether that's perceived or reality. You know, if I come in and I'm like, what the hell? They got the whole damn cookout here. I am coming for one of them and I'm probably coming for the winner. So, you know, if I'm looking at that, Xavier is a target. But then because of his physicality and just his general likability, I think if he's able to kind of get past the beginning phase, we can see him go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. That is our cast of 28.
Sheldon, what'd you say?
Do you think he helps Tiffany go farther as a payback for giving him a win?
No. No, I don't.
What's with the selfish?
He owes her one.
She deserves it.
I think he's going to do everything he can to help Alyssa.
Wow.
Oh, interesting. All right. Cast of 28. Who just sticks out to you? Like, yep, this is it. This is made for them.
Cinco. Tasha. Danny. Tasha Fox. Not really Tasha Fox. Desi, though. Tyson, survivors, the survivor people, all the survivor people that Sarah Lucina and Ben included, they stand out as this is made for them.
I'm gonna add the strategic Amazing Race guy to the list,
James. Yeah, I can see James doing well strategically and socially. I don't know how well he'll do physically. I don't know.
My winner pick, even though I don't know how they win. Is Tasha Fox.
Typically, there's a male and a female winner, so pick one of each.
Okay, so I'm going to pick Tasha, and I'm going to pick Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
All right, Cinco.
I know the winner, so I'm not going to make a winner pick.
What?
I as well, so I will not be.
How do you know the winner?
Because there's spoilers out there.
Well in advance, and there's some of the spoilers out there, so I will not be drafting either.
That sucks.
Unfortunately, we will not draft because the challenge is spoiled. Like daily.
Like when they leave, we start getting spoilers. So
the moment they get to the airport, you know who's going to be on the
cast. Shout out Gamer Beth. All right. So that is our cast of the Challenge USA. I'm interested. It's going to be interesting to see exactly how this rendition goes and what comes of it. So Kevin, what you got coming up?
Whenever it happens, you'll find us doing the cast preview for Big Brother, and we'll be doing a draft whenever it happens.
CBS, drop the Big Brother cast.
Release the cast. Release the tapes.
What in the H double hockey sticks are y'all doing? I don't know if this is like a COVID precaution where they're like, we are going to wait till the very last minute so we do not get bamboozled like we did last season or what, but you're pissing me off. I want a cast. I want the house, a theme. Oh, come on, Julie Chen Moonves, give me something tomorrow.
When does it premiere?
What?
When does BB premiere?
Both of these shows premiere July 6th.
So aren't they just going to put them in July 5th and do it that way? Because that's how they did it the last few seasons.
But they usually give us the cast like a week before.
But I think you're right. It's a COVID thing.
Well, this They're is waiting CBS, and I'm pissed. And I want a cast. I want the house. I want the theme. Give me something. CBS, yeah. Tomorrow. Okay? Yeah, that's your warning.
I'll get it on the 5th. That's your warning.
All right. Sheldon, anything else to add?
Yeah, I'm very excited to watch my first season of The Challenge ever and see Tasha Fox win. I don't know if I'm right. I don't know if I'm wrong, but who knows?
Another announcement. Sheldon will be joining us most of the summer for the BB coverage. So that's an exciting thing. Kylie will be releasing a schedule so that way you guys can see your favorites are mainly Kylie. That way y'all know what day Kylie's on. So you don't have to watch when me and Sheldon are on because we know you people. You people only come for Kylie. So
okay, just
real quick. Kylie, also the thing. The thing that we're doing.
What's
it? Okay, before we do that, one question for funsies. Sam asks, who from BB Can 10 would you like to see on the challenge? Gino! Moose
would be great.
Probably Gino.
Gino is my first pick because, I mean, Summer. Gino.
Summer can't win shit.
No, Summer's not there to win. No one cares about winning the challenge. The challenge is about likability and staying power. And Summer will be on multiple seasons of the challenge.
Don't need Gino back on our television screens. He was also boring, but he was so pretty and he would do well in the challenge.
So you're telling me you don't
on the toilet.
So I choose Moose.
So Kylie, you wouldn't want to see Summer for many seasons to come, honestly, giving just looks and like, just talking.
The more I think about her performance and stuff, I don't know. Okay.
Her performance, she's gonna be on here talking mess and giving looks and
We'll see. I don't know. I want to see Moose the most.
What I will say, and it's somebody that Kevin hates, the real challenge beast of that season was Marty Frenette. So
Marty's super old. Keep him.
He was still a challenge beast.
Quebec. Keep him in Quebec.
Okay.
He's not from Quebec. He's from New Brunswick.
Whatever.
It's not whatever.
Anyways.
It's like me telling you to stay in Florida when you're in Vegas, in Nevada. No, it's not whatever.
Okay. Well. Settle down, children. And for the fans news, we're out here trying to grow our channel. And in doing so, we have decided to do a giveaway. So what we have in store for you is some BB merch, may or may not be autographed by a Big Brother player. And we're going to be giving it away whenever we hit 250 subscribers. And then we're going to do another giveaway when we hit 500. So we will be giving specifics as to what it is whenever the merchandise gets here in the mail.
So tell your friends, your family.
Tell your people to subscribe. You three watching live and everyone's just going to watch later. Tell your people, subscribe for the channel. Everyone, all the subscribers will be entered into a drawing to win some stuff when we hit the thing at the thing.
Yep. And we'll do a little advertisement once we actually have it in hand. So
don't forget, we're not going to forget about you day once.
From what I hear, what we're getting is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So get everybody to subscribe right now because you might be the winner of a new car.
Hold on. I don't have the budget for that. I don't have the budget for that.
It's a Hot Wheels. All right. So we will be back at some point, hopefully this week, with a Big Brother cast assessment and draft. And
we will definitely be here Wednesday night the 6th.
We will be here Wednesday the 6th to talk about the premiere of Big Brother. And then we will be here Thursday the 7th to talk about the Challenge USA and Big Brother. Probably. All right. But we'll be releasing all of the schedules soon. So thanks for tuning in. Make sure you hit the like, drop us a comment, and subscribe because maybe you're going to be our giveaway winner. See you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.